Blog Talk Radio.
Partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France,
Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, and Laos, Australia. The evening, USA, Nevada, North Carolina, New York, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada. Good evening, and a hearty good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceeding glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our prayer and delivered us from that muck and miry clay on today. As we come boldly before the throne of God this evening, recognizing who he is, our God, our Savior, our Lord, our deity. Oh, yes, to give him the thanks, to give him the praise, to give him the honor, to give him the glory on today. For as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything is joy and on today. So we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be in the land of the living, to come to give your name the praise and the thanks one more time. Good evening, Mother.
Good evening, Pastor Smith. And God bless you on this blessed Monday afternoon. First of all, I would like to give Jesus Christ the honor, who's the head of my life, and to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I would like to give honor to First Lady Letitia Spencer. I'd like to give honor to my pastor, Temple Spencer, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to give honor to Pastor Elect Barbara Smith, and everyone at ADM Ministry this afternoon. First of all, Jesus, we need to go to the throne of thanksgiving, just thanking God just for another day, thanking him just for being a mom and living and not the dead. God, we thank you on this blessed Monday afternoon, God. We thank you, God, that you allowed us to see another day, God. We thank you for this day's journey in the name of Jesus. Whatever our journey may be, we need to just thank God for it and press on in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up every minister that it is in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to let them stay on a while, God. Let them continue to cry out, God, and spare not, God. Oh, God, let them deliver your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And let us set and receive your word like never before. God, we thank you, God. We ask that you touch every telephone, every laptop, God, every computer in the name of Jesus, God. Let somebody today, God, receive your word as the word come forth, God. Let someone, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, be set free in the mighty name of Jesus and filled with your Holy Spirit, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. Let somebody be delivered in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you today, God. We ask that you come in and have your way. Have your way, God. Move us out the way, God. And you just come in and have your way like you want to have it, God. In the name of Jesus, God, as we yield to your Holy Spirit, God. Yielding vessel of motion, God. just to you, God, to have your way, God. Yes, Lord, we have a motion, God. Yes, Lord, let us continue to say yes to your will, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up every sick vessel that it is, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you already said by your stripes we are healed, God. And that settled is in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to stand on your word. Stand on your word, God, till it manifests itself. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you open blind eyes today. How to both shake, God. We ask that you open ears and not open, God. Well, today, God, we pray, God, that you begin to just pop the deaf ears, God, that they will hear your word in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, how to both shake. Oh, God, we lift up every child that it is today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you constantly take care of them, shield them, and protect them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, thank you once more for saving and delivering these kids at a young age, God. Oh, God, continue to keep them on that narrow way, God, that they can begin to cry out your name, God, that they can begin to cry out to others what you have done for them in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. Let us all come in unity and strength, God. Oh, just begin to call in on the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us begin to strip ourselves in front of you, God. And say, oh, here I am, God, today. Whatever's wrong with me, whatever mess that I'm in, God, here I am, God. I want you to wash me in your blood, oh, my son, God. Cleanse me, God, and use me for your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, I ask that you go into the high rise today, God, like never before, God. Begin to walk the stairs and the floors, God. It's your presence alone, God. Oh, let it be a change in it. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We lift up every four corner of the world today, God. South, east, and north, and the west, God. Oh, God, we lift up this nation, God, because we all need you, God. One may need you for one thing, and the other may need you for another, God. Oh, God, but we know, God, that you're in many places at one time, God. So today, I pray, whatever you need, yes, God, begin to call on Jesus. Don't go to your neighbor. They can't do you no good. Call on the name of Jesus today, God. Oh, he'll come in mightily. He'll come in and sit with you, God. Come and sit with you. Tell him everything. All about your problem. All about your need. All about you. Pour it out on him in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you today, God, because you're creating us a clean heart, and you're renewing the right spirit within us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, be a mind regulator for all of us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Touch our minds today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, my son, I demand that wondering mind stop. In the name of Jesus, God, my hand, God. I thank you, God, for letting me know. I don't have to ask. I can just demand that the minds be still in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray today, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, my son, we bind up confusion. We realize confusion is not of you, God, because you're peace and a peace, love, and a sign, man. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for all things, God. We thank you for the food, God, that you have put on our tables. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we say thanksgiving, God. Oh, God, it will shine, God. Oh, within my spirit, God, I feel like thanksgiving is each and every day, God. I realize, God, the turkey is sitting on the table, God. The dressing is there, God, is there, God. The dessert, he called about, shine, God. Oh, but God, don't let us forget, God. Thanksgiving is each and every day. Let us begin to thank you for each and every day, for your daily bread. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, right now, God, make us grateful, God. Grateful, God, about Sunday, because we don't have to have what we have, God, but it's all about Sunday. Just by your grace and mercy, that we have something to put on our table, God. And we thank you, Lord, about Sunday. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we cry victory today, God. Glorifying your name, like never before, God. We thank you for the journey, God. We realize, God, it's not going to be peaches and creams every day, God. But we still thank you for the journey, God. Oh, God, let us continue to have a praise upon our lips, out of our sight, at all times, God. Oh, through the good and the bad, God. We realize, God, is on only come to make us strong, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I realize somebody died on the behind. Somebody today, God, got their head hung down, complaining what they don't have. I like to tell somebody, oh, whatever you have, oh, Sunday, oh, begin to cook and thank God for what you have. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you got to realize that somebody don't have anything today. Oh, God, oh, Sunday, oh, God, touch your people hard everywhere, God. Make us grateful, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, for the little that we have. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God, oh, Sunday. We glorify your name, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. Continue to wash us in the blood of the Lamb. We need you more and more, God. All of our Sunday, yes, Lord, let us come to run into your arms like never before, God. Wanting more of you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we praise you and magnify your name, God. So these things we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. We thank
you.
Holy
Spirit,
God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord
Lord
Jesus.
A prayer in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We want to know that corporate prayer. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of the living God. Activate right now. In the name of Jesus. North, south, east, and west. All glory of God.
Yes, Lord.
Do it right now, Holy Spirit.
In the name
of that corporate prayer, Holy Spirit of the living God, you take full control.
Thank you, Jesus.
Turn it around. Make it new. In the name of Jesus. Pour out your anointing upon it right now. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. And we
receive
Holy Spirit. What God has given us.
Jesus,
through the
Jesus.
To give us on today,
yes,
through
Lord.
That corporate prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank
yes,
you.
Lord.
And we praise
you. Yes, we do, Lord. Yes, we do, Jesus.
The Lord Jesus,
yes,
have
Lord.
Lord.
Yes,
touch
Lord.
Your heart.
In the name
it's
of Jesus.
Name.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes, Lord.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Your Holy Spirit. That's right.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Stir
yes.
up.
In the
make
name of Jesus.
In
yes,
the
Lord.
Name of
yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. In the name of
we
Jesus.
Praise
yes,
you
Lord.
Because
yes,
of you.
Jesus. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Lord Jesus.
That you
hallelujah.
Lord God. Take
yes.
us to the
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Take us to
yes, Lord
in
Jesus. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He kind of will say, yes, Lord.
Every one of us.
Yes.
The north, east, and the west.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Jesus. We're calling on you.
Yes, Lord. Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Right.
Lord. Hey, yes,
right.
Lord.
Oh,
ooh, yes, Lord.
Your Holy Spirit. And we know, Lord God, your word doesn't come back that you do.
No, it doesn't.
That you said you would do.
Yes,
so
Lord.
So we're going to trust you
yes,
anyhow.
Lord. Yes,
we
yes,
believe
Lord.
By faith.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Everything
yes,
is
Lord.
Good. And
yes.
there is. It is.
That is
a done deal.
Yes, Lord.
Through Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Yes,
our Lord,
Lord.
And Savior,
yes.
Lord today. So we
yes,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
We praise you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
on
Jesus.
Today.
Yes,
on
Lord.
Today. Renew our
hope.
Renew our minds. Renew
yes,
our
Lord.
Thoughts.
In the name of Jesus.
Renew through your
yes.
Holy Spirit.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And we know when you renew our God, that it's the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, right now.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Lord, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, we do, Lord.
In Jesus.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, bless this holy name.
Yes, Lord.
All of the praise, the honor,
hallelujah,
and the good.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
So, Jesus.
Bless you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Renew that deal, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
And now,
man,
we're going to move on in the service. And
amen.
We're going to bring forth our own minister, Shanita Fontana.
Hey. Yes, amen. Yes, Lord.
This Monday night fire.
Amen.
Shanita Fontana, minister of the gospel.
Amen. Yes, God bless you. Hey,
God.
Hey, God.
God, everybody. I just would like to give thanks to God, who is the head of my life, my apostle, Pastor Temple Spencer, Lakeisha Spencer, Pastor Smith, Bobby Lex Smith, the ministers, the mothers, the praise team, the children, the women, the men, just everybody who can hear, everybody who can see, everybody that has a breath in their life, just thanking everybody, just thanking God that he chose us. He gave us one more day to get it right. He gave us one more day to be in the number. He gave us one more day to sit and say, Abba, Father, I am your child. I will do what you will have me to do. He gave us another day to be on the straight and narrow. And we just thank you on today, Father, for that.
Amen.
My scripture, the scripture that I'm, the subject that I'm using is God's forgiveness. The scripture reference is Psalms 103, verse 12. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. Once God forgives us from sin, he doesn't even remember it. He forgives and he forgets. He let go and he takes the wheel. Because remember, he is in control of all things. Amen. And another thing, God does not remind us of our past. The scripture says that our sins are from far as the east is from the west. They'll never meet up. That means that it is white. Clean. The slate is wiped clean. We as a people are the ones that wallow in our sin. We are the people that sit and bring self-condemnation against ourselves. It's not God. Once God forgive us, he has freed us. God knows that we are, as a people, we are prone to sin against him. Notice I said against him. When we sin, because God knows everything, we sinning against God. Not man, not your mama, not your brother, sister, not whatever. You are sinning against God. However, because of his compassion and the love that he has for us, no matter how many times we sin, if we go to him with a renewed mind and a clean heart, and we repent, we confess, and we ask forgiveness, God gives us that forgiveness. Amen. Today, let me encourage you with just a few of God's benefits. First of all, the most important one to me is Jesus died on the cross for our transgressions, not his transgressions, for our transgression, for the sin that we commit. Jesus gave up his life. So the thing, God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son so that everyone who believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. That's John 3:16. When you sit and you think about that, put your mind in God's mind. If you could just have his thoughts, Jesus, his only begotten son, that was pure and holy by God's Holy Spirit, came on earth as a natural man, walked and did everything as we do today. He worked, he prayed, he danced. He did everything that we do today, but he did it in pure, with honesty. He was genuine. He had faith. He had love. Jesus didn't have to come. He didn't have to die for us. But just the fact that we couldn't get it right and kept doing the same thing over and over and over, God decided to sacrifice his only begotten son to save the world. So everybody can reap the reward and the benefit to have an eternal life. So everybody can see God's face. So everybody can walk in the kingdom of heaven. When you sit and you think about that, that's an awesome thing. And if you can't sit and see it as being awesome, then there's something wrong with you. God, in Psalms 103:12, it tells me that God, he don't even keep a record of our past forgiven sins. But you have people, every time you do something wrong or every time they have to do something for you, they will come and say, you remember that day when you did such and such? You remember that day when I caught you in this lie? You remember that day when I did this? But see, our Father, who art in heaven, he don't do that. Because if y'all can remember, with the Israelites, he got so sick of them that he parted the earth and thousands of people died at one time. But God sent his son to give us grace and mercy and forgave us and forgive us every single time we ask. Although God can constantly bring up the past daily, he refuses to do so. In fact, after he forgave us, God decided that he wouldn't even punish us according to our sins or judge us according to our iniquities. That's Psalms 103:10. He knows that some of the sins are so harsh, but he's not going to deal with us harshly. Why? Because he is a God of love. He is a God of knowing. He is a God of forgiving. God wants us, didn't want us to succeed. Nobody would be here today. That's the reality. Everybody needs to sit and think about that. If God didn't truly love you, then you wouldn't be here today. Amen. You would not be on this earth. Not one nary person would be on this earth today to talk about anything, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. God loves us. When Jesus came into our life, he created us to be free from the past, free from negative effects of our family, and liberated us from all formal hang-ups. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. This means, the scripture says, this means anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person, and the old life is gone. Amen. So that means that when you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you start living for him, and you start and you surrender all, you become free. You become liberated. You are able to do things freely, with confidence, with boldness, knowing that you, the things that you're doing with a pure heart, that you're being loyal and faithful. Let us stop laying claim to our family genetic problem. See, that's another thing that we do. We start claiming inheritable sickness and diseases, dysfunctional behavior, disorders, hang-ups, curses, or any negative things that's a part of our past before Jesus Christ. I can tell you because I did it. I had an aunt that died of leukemia, and I just kept talking about it. We put things in the atmosphere, and then it consumes us. But see, when God is walking with us and he's imparted in our heart, we should only be thinking positive. We shouldn't be talking about mama had high blood pressure, daddy had sugar, so I know that I'm going to have sugar diabetes as well. Well, my cell anemia, so I'm going to have these things too. See, we stand in the past, but God has already wiped away the past, according to Psalms 103:12. We are thankful that our own person, the nature, the old man, no longer exists. Self is spiritually died. It is dead. It is no longer a part of your mind. It is no longer a part of your heart. It is no longer a part of your walk because it has been wiped clean. You are now a new creature in Christ. Your past sins were wiped away. You should not be sitting and worrying about what this person said, what that person said. Oh, this person can come and sit and say, I'm a convict. Or this person can come and say that I'm a drug dealer. Or this, who cares? Because when God forgave you for your sins, nothing else didn't matter. Man did not validate you. Only God validates you. And when we as a people realize the benefits that God has given us, how much he loves us, how much he tries to give us trust every day so we can walk in freedom, so we can get away from generational curses, so we can get away from dysfunctional disorders, from sicknesses and diseases, from sitting and letting people always have a negative thought in your ear. When you sit and realize who you are in Christ and the benefits that Christ has given you, then you will be able to walk with your head up, straight forward, with boldness, with confidence, and do everything with love, knowing that God makes no mistakes. How many of you today still sitting and talking about the past? When I say the past, I'm talking about yesterday. I'm talking about a minute ago. I'm talking about a second ago. How many of us are still sitting and allowing the past to consume us? How many of us are still sitting with our head hung down between our legs because we're so worried about what the next one might say, what they could have said, and what they would have said? Well, on today, I don't care what you got to say. Because, see, what I recognize is that God loved me so much that he forgives me. It's not something that I'm saying. It's something that's written. And we know that God's word does not come back void. God said it. It is written in scripture. We have a scripture to refer back to it. And that's what these are the things that we need to sit and realize. And stop always looking for the negative. And sit and know that everything that you have done, if you confess, if you ask God for forgiveness, is gone.
Amen.
So are you bottling today? Or are you standing, realizing that God has already fixed it? Realizing that God has forgotten it. Realizing that it's time for you to let go and let God. Realizing that it's time for you to take off them old, dirty, filthy clothes and walk into your newness, dress into your Christ-likeness, speak into your Christ-likeness, look into your Christ-likeness, hear into your Christ-likeness, knowing that he has already So the question again, are you waddling or are you standing? Are you receiving the benefit that God has already set for you? That's the question that I'm asking today. Because I'm also saying on today, I declare and decree that people that sitting, that have self-condemnation, that have suicidal thoughts, that sit and have God will raise them, that they will raise their head, that they will walk into their newness, that they will realize that they are somebody in God's kingdom, that he did not forget them, that he does forgive their sins, but he did not forget them, that he picked them up out of the ground and rebuilt them and remolded them into the person that they are today. I refuse to allow anybody that's on this phone today to sit and waddle in sin when our Father, who art in heaven, has already forgiven you. Have you asked for forgiveness? Have you confessed your sin? Have you repented? And if you did, I declare that you will walk upright. I declare that you will that you will not have a lack of, but you will have an overabundance. I declare that you will have a renewed mind. I declare that you will have a new, created, clean heart. I declare that you will speak the words of God. I declare that you will live the words of God. And I declare that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every word that comes against you shall be condemned. Who's ready to walk into God's kingdom with a new slate, new clothes, new shoes, new mind, new heart, and be walking to that creation that he has already set for you? I'm ready. I'm ready. And I'm not going to sit and let anybody take away what God has already done for me. What God has for me, it is for me. He has already wiped my sins away. He has already wiped your sins away. He's already wiped the next person's sins away. So if you want to sit and you want to condemn yourself and you want to have suicidal thoughts and you want to have low self-esteem, then you do it by yourself. Because God, it is not of God. It is not of God. God is not a God that's going to kick you down. God is a God that's going to pick you up at your lowest point. He may have to sit and rebuild you and remold you and keep putting you back in that fiery fire, in that furnace. But guess what? He's not going to forget you, but he will forget and forgive your sins. I pray on today that somebody has received the word of God that have came forth, because I know during the Christmas, during the holiday season, people like to sit. This is the biggest time where suicidal thoughts come in because of loneliness or because you got a nasty family member that's always sitting and alienating your situation from somebody else. Whenever family is together, family members will alienate you because of your past sins. But my God, who sits high and who looks low, will sit and bring you in his loving arms, and he will rock you. He will be your bread of heaven. He will be the water that you need to drink. He will be the life that you're looking for. So I sit and say on today, rise up. God has already forgiven you. Rise up, people. Rise up in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We will rise up. We will be prosperous. We will not have self-condemnation. We will not sit and have lack of. We will have an overabundance in the name of Jesus. This is a season of thanksgiving. We will be thankful. joyful. We will be glad. We will rejoice. And we will not sit and wallow in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God, amen, for Minister Shanita Ponton breaking the bread of life with us and telling us what thus says the Lord. Amen. Now, I want you to understand something, saints. Take your right hand, make a fist, point that finger below that thumb, point it out front. Look down at your hand. You got three fingers coming back at you. So, you can't condemn nobody else because you got three fingers of condemnation coming back on your own self. So, during this season of Thanksgiving, wipe the slate clean. Praise God, with family, with friends, with everybody, praise God, or you are not united with on today. For as far as the east is from the west, as the minister said, God will blot out all of your sins and transgressions. Do you know how far the east is from the west? Infinity. It don't end. Praise God. So what God thinks about you and God thinks about me is nothing but love, love, and love on today. Praise God. So with that in mind, give God the praise. Give God the glory. Give him the honor and the thanks that he allowed you to be here one more day to get it right and to give thanks unto him. Praise God. We thank God for that word of God on today from our ministry. We thank God for the, praise God, for the corporate prayer. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the visitation of his Holy Spirit on today. In all that we do, do it as unto the Lord. All that we do, do it unto the Lord. For he is good, and his mercy endureth forever upon all generations. Well, come on back tomorrow at 7 a.m., where we will meet the Lord here and do it all over again. Amen? And let the Lord change you that you want to do right. Praise God. I'm like Keith Wonderboy Johnson. I just want to be right. You have a God-blessed day in the Lord. And don't take anything from anybody. And don't let nobody turn you around. God bless you. Be heaven smile upon you.
Wash me clear.